Welcome to the Podluck. Hey, this is our 10th episode.
Hey, that's a big deal.
We made it to 10.
Yeah.
2.5 months up, the cat just almost knocked the treat box off.
I'm glad I closed it before I did that.
Yeah. He's not.
He figured out that he can get into the laundry room because the door, even though it has a handle, even if you pull it shut all the way, it like doesn't click or whatever, so you can just push it open.
Right.
So like the heater opens it sometimes, because when the heat turns on, it starts like air current through the house, and then the door just opens on its own in like a really creepy way. So he figured out, just I guess from scratching at it hard, that he can just push it open.
Nice.
Which is bad, because now he gets in the room whenever he wants now, basically. And we used to have this airlock procedure of taking the trash out, where you go into the laundry room, close the door behind you, then you open the garage door,
okay.
And you get in the garage, you close the garage door, then you open the, like, big, big garage door.
Yeah, you don't leave all of them open.
Right. But now he can get that laundry room door open in the interim between you getting into the garage.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a dicey situation.
Called delicate balance of pet ownership.
Right, right.
I would want to say.
Absolutely.
Shit, responsibility is not what we do correctly here, but we encourage it.
You should, I'd say, like,
be responsible.
Yeah, I think of responsibility as the same way I think of animation, is that all I care about is that you're shooting for the high mark. Even if you don't get it all the time and some scenes look really shitty, I appreciate the effort.
That's all we do. And thank you for...
It's a good lesson for life.
Thank you guys for putting the effort on listening.
It can be tough sometimes, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And most of them are like an episode or two behind.
That's fine.
So, yeah.
You know.
Well, because, you know, people don't go on Facebook that often.
That's true.
Yeah.
They're never checking.
It takes a long time to like something.
It's fine.
Oh, I just meant them listening to it.
Right. Well, I mean, I assume
it's fairly long, an hour and a half. That's a lot of time.
Yeah.
Especially for a podcast. A lot of podcasts are like 45 minutes.
Right.
Yeah, 45 to an hour.
That's not much. That's
I mean, I didn't intend for this to be as long as it did. It just sort of developed that way.
Unfortunately.
Where do most people listen to podcasts? Is it a work thing?
I assume work and right. driving.
If you have driving,
that's a good one.
Driving's big for me.
Driving is good.
Driving,
yeah.
It doesn't really work that well in the gym for me, just because I tried it before, and it's kind of like monotonous talking.
Right.
Isn't the most motivating.
Yeah.
Usually when I'm at the gym, I'm trying to keep my...
Get charged.
Well, I'm trying to keep my adrenaline up and that sort of thing, so I don't understand what I'm trying to do to my body.
Oh, man, you would...
Not supposed to do.
So you'd need some kind of, like, super intense, like, hype podcast.
Yeah, or music.
I guess you could do music.
That's
a super
intense form of talking, also known as
a super
singing.
Intense form of talking to some sort of beat, possibly, or rhythm.
With some sort of backing.
Yeah. Some sort of production.
Maybe we should try that.
Music?
Yeah. No, we've got that great, like, transitional music. That gets me hyped.
Yeah, but I mean while we're talking.
If I get 45 minutes of the transitional riffs looped.
We'll be right back with the live band.
Stevie Richards. Oh, man. This one's actually brought to me by a friend of the show, Ryan. Some may know there is a terrible gluttonous fiasco called the Wing Bowl.
Tell us what the Wing Bowl is, Chance.
It's the Seahawks and the Patriots, and they're playing football against each other.
That's the Pig Bowl.
I thought that was the one with the puppies.
Mm.
No.
That would be the Kitten Bowl.
Gotcha.
Is that the Wing Bowl, last year? Yeah, the last few,
okay.
I think.
Didn't know that.
The Wing Bowl is a competitive eating competition.
You are the worst cat. Sorry, Adam.
I don't think he's the worst cat. I'm sure there are cats that have, like, killed their families and stuff.
That's true.
Killed a family, who knows?
There's actually a video online of a bunch of kittens eating a corpse.
That's terrifying.
I mean, I assume they had to do it.
Well, I mean, it was there and they were hungry, probably,
right.
So
yeah.
That's why they did it.
It's terrifying. I don't want to talk about this anymore. I just want to end the podcast.
That's what the Wing Bowl is, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
The Wing Bowl is when a bunch of people get together and enter a competitive eating competition, or as the rest of the world calls it, the sin of gluttony.
I didn't realize it was competitive.
It's competitive.
I thought you just got around and ate a bunch of wings.
The winner ate, like, 400 plus wings, like 460 or some shit.
All right, so any one chicken has,
I didn't care
like,
to look it up.
Is it Wingettes or wings?
I don't think they're very big wings.
No, he means, like, is it the full wing section, or is it, like, the wing...
Is it cut in half?
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
Because then you divide that by four, and that's how many animals died for it.
Right, yeah, but I'm trying to do the math
here. One, I didn't research this. Two, I don't really care, because it's gross.
It is gross.
Three, I love chicken wings, and it's gross to me.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
But apparently these editors...
It probably smells really good in there.
It probably smells like beer, farts, and broken dreams. Because it's a spectator...
Broken dreams smell a little bit like buffalo sauce, yeah, by the way.
Buffalo sauce.
But, like, old.
Right.
Yeah, like a crusted...
It's gone
buffalo
off.
Sauce. Mm-hmm. Like an encrusted buffalo.
Hey, not to tangent here, if you're ever tempted to saute something in buffalo sauce, make sure that you're not... that your eyes and face and nasal cavity aren't directly over the hot pan.
Or you have a sweet fume hood.
Because when that buffalo steam shoots up in your face... It's really bad, right, especially when it gets up in your nasal cavity.
Okay, I have two things. One, get a pan with a cover.
I mean, that wouldn't have helped because the time between when the buffalo hit the pan and when the steam shot up
was literally not even a second. Too much then.
No, it was already super hot.
It was
a last minute thing. I was cooking something and it was like, I don't know if this is going to turn out good. What have I got? I know, I've got my brother's buffalo sauce in the fridge.
Yeah.
Smart.
Which normally, like, it comes, it looks like a, it's so much buffalo sauce. It looks like one of those, like elementary school art class things of, like, tempera paint.
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks disgusting.
It's awesome.
But I thought I would give it a try to flavor up. I think it was an egg. I was trying to cook.
I like it.
And
with buffalo sauce. You could have done anything afterwards.
I thought I would just like put it on, and then I guess I wanted to be like, oh, what's it? I want to get that smell.
I didn't
realize that it was going to immediately transform.
Yeah, you got that smell. You got pepper spray
into poison gas.
You got pepper spray.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what paste is.
It was extremely painful.
Yeah, I bet.
I just want some of that buffalo flavor.
A nice fried egg caramelized in buffalo sauce.
It did taste good when I recovered.
Yeah. So anyway, a bunch of douchebags got together in Philadelphia and ate a shitload of meat.
Side tangent, and also the same thing. My grandfather once made chicken wings in our house and then took the chicken wings out of the oven.
I think you've told this story.
Yeah, and then pepper sprayed us the entire house because he left the oven on for 2 hours.
I don't think I heard that.
Oh,
one.
No.
He made chicken wings, buffalo chicken wings, in the oven.
Right.
Took the buffalo wings
and then never turned
the
oven off.
And then put the pan back on, never turned the oven off.
Oh,
my goodness. And, like, pepper sprayed the entire house all the time.
Right.
It was fucking terrible.
I thought you were telling the story about blowing the pepper flakes.
Oh, no, I put pepper flakes in my eyes. I've done that before. Yeah. But this is when my grandfather accidentally pepper sprayed the entire house.
That's rough.
So, Jagoffs in Philly, or as we know them as people, people of my own ilk, I guess, went to this wing bowl. So, a couple of BuzzFeed editors went down there, and I have to say, BuzzFeed usually a shithole, but this one's pretty funny and pretty telling about Philly.
BuzzFeed's whole model is you'll like their articles sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they'll also throw a thousand of them at you.
Yeah, because they're making them 5 minutes at a time.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing is that I'm sure different people hate different articles.
Yeah.
On there, you know what I mean? So, like...
They're like the never-ending breadsticks of article writing. Like,
either way, you end up with diarrhea.
Yeah, it's not the best thing you've ever had, but you can get as much of it as you want.
It's like that pizza buffet they used to have around
here. It would be kind of like if each breadstick had, like, a decidedly different taste, and some of them were really bad.
Some of them were utter shit. So they went to the Wing Bowl, and they asked 33 people what the most Philly thing that they did was, or that they've done was.
I'm honestly, like, a little
scared.
I'm
going to run through, and you know what? It'll get repetitive after a minute.
Okay.
They literally hand them a notebook, and they tell them to write something on it, and then they take a picture of them. I won't show you guys the pictures just out of...
Yo, why aren't there cheese on this notebook?
You know what people from Philadelphia fucking look like.
Why aren't there onions on this notebook?
Do they have the permanent frown?
Cheese, onions,
most of these people
mushrooms.
Are already shit hammered because the Wing Bowl takes place
very early
in the morning.
Why
else would you go to an eating?
Why wouldn't you drink there?
Yeah
exactly. The only reason to go, I think, is to drink there or compete at the competition. So
I would assume both.
The first gentleman wrote, "Punched a cop in the face." And there's an animated GIF of him falling over while attempting to display the actual thing that says.
Oh my god!
I like that you said that you weren't going to show us the pictures, and then you showed.
No,
us the
I
picture.
Had to show you that one. The rest of them are just stupid.
His mouth is like gaping open. Yeah. His eyes are just glassed over.
He's
completely.
Not there.
Yeah.
The second guy
zombie
wrote,
without makeup.
Tits with two underlines. So that's the most Philly thing he's ever done.
He's done tits. That's there's nothing Philly about tits.
The
They're
third
everywhere.
Gentleman has a t-shirt on over a hoodie, which is always a good decision. That just wrote, "I saw titties." The fourth gentleman wrote, "Two donuts or titties."
He just drew titties.
That look like donuts.
You know what? I'm actually starting to like this more than I thought I would.
I know.
This is more or less on my alley.
Number five?
This can't have been just the first 33 people they asked.
Oh, no.
They picked and chose.
I don't know about that one. It's possible. The number five wrote Connor Club, which is a private drinking club in Philadelphia. Who cares? Six wrote Mummers.
Okay. That,
so
that
if you've
pretty...
never, Mummers are very Philly.
Yes,
what
absolutely.
Mummers are for everybody out there who's not acclimated to Philadelphia culture.
They're descended from birds, right?
The Mummers are essentially, imagine 30 people that look like Mardi Gras Big Bird.
Descended from birds.
Yeah. Mardi Gras Big Bird, and they're all in a band, and they all have a bunch of shit, like a theme going on with
all
like of
them. They like polka, I believe.
All kinds of shit, dude. Who knows?
It's like marching.
Yeah, it's like big
stuff,
band kind
of, right?
Either it doesn't matter.
Okay.
They all have crazy themes, and they're all bands, or they're just people who walk around.
Well, there's like a bunch of different factions of them,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah. Each one's like a club, and then families are in the clubs and shit. It's like
the villages in Naruto.
Okay, this sounds kind of like we have like cabals of wizards in Philly. So
no, they're people who wake up at 6 a.m. and start drinking on New Year's Day and don't stop drinking.
There's another thing they do.
Yeah, they march.
The whole thing is they march in parades.
It's a not as awesome parade as you want it to be.
Well, they don't actually march, right? They just go to specific locations and perform.
There's a street that they march. I think they march out broad.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay.
And they're kind of going away because no one's joining the Mummers and they're not making any money.
Yeah,
you have to be descended from birds to want to do this.
No, I think you just have to dedicate a lot of time and money to it.
And you have to wake up at like 4 o'clock on New Year's Day and then start drinking and then get in your Mummer costume and then go down Broad Street.
See, I think once that you've been drinking all that, those other two things happen very easily.
The way BuzzFeed...
I get the feeling that none of us know anything about Mummers.
I know enough. I watched the Mummers this
I've year. Seen the building...
So here's how BuzzFeed says it. Mummers,
is it descended from birds?
Mummers is a New Year's Day event with elaborate costumes, kind of like Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
It's nowhere near as cool as Mardi Gras.
No, it's all old people.
I think you're paraphrasing this.
No, that's what it says.
That's their description.
Oh, okay.
That's the BuzzFeed description. Is kind of like Mardi Gras. It's not like Mardi Gras at all. It's like Mardi Gras at all.
It's like a cold...
The A got me.
It's like a cold Mardi Gras.
That's not fun.
It's like a coldy grub.
I mean, I'm sure it's fun for them.
Coldy grub.
I assume it's fun for the Mummers.
Yeah, because they're all shit-faced.
Right.
Or they're so in the Mummers tradition.
Which I think probably makes Mardi Gras.
All right, here we go. We got to get through 33. Too. 7, we tipped a stripper with fake $1 bills. Two guys who are really happy about that.
Ouch.
8.
Not cool.
8, imported cheese takes to other states. That's pretty Philly.
Okay, yeah. I'll
all right. And not the worst thing on the list by far.
No, not at all. That's about right.
Number 9.
You'd be exporting them, though.
Number 9. I pissed on a cop car. Without showing you, can you give me a description of who this person is?
No, they might have been, been in the other states and then had
imported cheesesteaks.
Yeah.
You brought
cheesesteaks.
They were
somewhere
else. You're not exporting cheesesteaks.
So what was your question?
Number 9, I pissed on a cop car. Give me just a vague description of what hits your head the second you hear that.
He's going to be in a gray hoodie, husky.
Yeah.
Probably buzz cutter, bald. All
right, makes sense.
Probably goatee. Like a little scruff going on.
Okay.
Has everybody been white so far?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or not ethnic enough to not appear white. I don't want to blanket.
Okay.
I don't want to say that they're not.
Okay.
Any sort of way, but no one of any sort of ethnic background that's apparent to myself. Not like I'm an authority.
Right. Okay.
But you want to go ahead and give us your idea, Adam?
I think that sounds about right.
All
right.
There you go.
Oh, it's a lady.
It's a nice blonde lady.
Oh.
You see, that's interesting because that's like a show.
Yeah, how hard is it to piss on something as a woman?
Are you sure she didn't mean in?
It says on, dude. Right there. On. O-N.
So she would have had to, like, get on top of it.
I'm assuming,
and,
dude.
Like,
she wrote on. She wrote on. Whether or not she tells the truth, that's completely... That's also not... That's probably pretty Philly. Not telling the truth.
I don't... That's true. I don't know about pissing on a cop car. Flipping that cop car over after you pissed on it. I think that's kind of...
Well, the Phillies did win the World Series a few years ago, so...
Yeah.
Anything's up. Second Street. Cool.
You did Second Street.
Yeah. 11 was vagina, underlined.
Again, I think those are everywhere. I think they have those in other cities.
Number 12.
Philly vaginas are diagonal.
I don't think that presents much more of a problem.
If only. 12 is I peed in an alley. Okay. 13, another female I had sex in the Wells Fargo Center for prom. I believe it says
for prom.
I believe it says prom in parentheses, not wait. For prom.
She
not
wanted like to make sure that you knew she was only there having sex because of the prom.
No. I want to know.
She didn't do it like
prom happened at the Wells Fargo Center.
I'm assuming some city, like probably like a
like a casual.
Are they on the like the arena like grounds?
Probably. Or they have a banquet hall in there. I don't
Which one is the Wells Fargo Center? Is that
the one they play hockey?
Hockey.
Yeah. Hmm. And basketball.
Gotcha.
I think we're due for another stadium, guys.
Yeah. Well, yeah. 14, another girl, she said, I lived here my whole life.
Okay,
cool. And she wrote XOs and a smiley face and shit.
She was there with somebody else.
Number 15.
Was participating in the wing ball.
Number 15 is a dude, and he just wrote Tina.
Tina.
It was the most Philly thing he's ever
done. Oof.
16, a man wrote old ladies.
Somewhere out there, Tina's ears are burning.
Or she's sneezing.
Yeah.
Depending on your culture, I guess.
Yeah.
16's
where
old,
she is.
Old ladies. 17 is just John. John's pretty Philly.
That's pretty. I don't know if John's something you do. I do John.
Well, yeah. I think you need at least two Johns. You need to John a John.
I do Johns. Yeah.
This is not the last time John would come up on the list.
All right.
18, total a motorcycle into an ambulance. There's a little explanation here. And I'm not even going to go into it because it's batshit insane.
Yeah, it seems long.
I hope he at least landed in the back so they could just start driving.
Drive right off.
Yeah. 19, this guy wrote going to the wing bowl, and then the next picture down is him getting kicked out of the wing bowl for being too intoxicated.
I'm glad that can happen.
But that is a very Philly thing. Number 20 wrote buying drugs from a crack house and then signed his name, which BuzzFeed wonderfully censored.
See, again, I think they have crack houses other places. I don't think Philadelphia is unique in that way.
Not that impressive. 21 was knock a chick up.
Again, happens everywhere.
22 was shove a cheesesteak up a girl's pussy.
That's
bullshit.
A waste of a cheesesteak, and I don't think it would work. Unless there was some stabilizing agent inside the cheesesteak.
Maybe it was wrapped.
The lovely woman, Katie Natopoulos, who wrote this, said to the guy, yeah, right, I know you're joking, and he sort of shrugged and said, quote, yeah, well, it was an accident. I didn't mean to do it. So that might lend more credence.
No, it lends less.
Might be lying. I mean, I don't know how you could do that by accident.
You would need to slip on ice and then, like, go up a ramp.
I mean, unless she was already, like, prepped.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
you
I'm
know
saying.
What I'm saying. Yeah,
steak search.
You need to set up like a Rube Goldberg machine for that.
Yeah. I guess also like the size of the like cheesesteak matters. I'm assuming like a standard size.
Yeah, you know, a steak, like you know, a big old steak. You know, full all the dressing.
We don't need that absolutely cannot have been good for her pussy. That could not have been good.
I don't think putting anything into this not meant to go in there is probably a good decision.
I mean,
definitely not cheese.
Yeah, exactly. I'm imagining hot cheese, maybe onions.
No, that's terrifying. That might be the worst thing we talked about.
Yeah, it's bad. That's bad. Don't. You shouldn't do that. It's not.
It couldn't have gone that far, Ed.
It's again, unless she was like prepped.
Yeah, sandwich integrity.
You need two things: preparation and velocity. And I don't think they had either.
Yeah. I don't know if you'd need the velocity.
The and sandwich precision. Integrity.
Precision, yes.
Yeah, after you like get a cheesesteak done up the way you want with like melty cheese and like ketchup and shit, it's just a gross mess anyway.
Ketchup.
I put ketchup on my cheesesteak.
You put ketchup on your cheesesteak. This guy ain't Philly.
That's the most Philly thing I've ever done.
I do that too sometimes.
Give me the.
I just don't like ketchup.
I like ketchup.
This guy at 23 wrote...
I put barbecue sauce on my pizza, though. So.
And your corn dog.
And, like, cool, I mean, I think that's less weird, but...
That's all good.
Vegetarian corn
dog. My vegetarian.
This guy...
Vegetarian.
Vegetarian.
Vegetarian sounds like it would be a really cool monster class in something.
Isn't vegetarian the guy who wrote Saber soldier. Dance?
I want to laugh at that so much harder, but I don't want to spike the mic.
You probably already did.
That's the price we pay, honestly. Number 23 wrote Jetro, which is a parking lot near there.
Okay.
So all right. He did Jetro. Yeah.
Number 24 like just shows men shoving their chests up against the hockey boards there at the wing bowl.
What?
Yeah. It's just them, like, fake flashing and just sticking
their necks like,
up against the hockey boards.
They're doing, like, the cable guy.
Yeah, kind of.
Thing.
Number 25 is just a guy with a shirt on that says Wing Bowl, and then there's a girl with her titties out on the shirt.
On the shirt? Is it like a drawing? Shirt. Or is it like a
photo? No, it's like a photographic lady.
Okay.
26 is just people sticking their shit out.
Their cocks?
Like fake pulling their bellies out and like sticking their tongues
okay.
through glass.
Okay, okay.
And just being stupid.
Alright.
Number 29.
I'm assuming as the night went on, these probably got worse and worse.
I'm assuming, yeah.
Yeah,
like 10-10 beer night worse.
As the day, you said it started early, right?
Yeah, it starts really early in the day, I do believe.
So we're probably about noon by now. Probably
curb drinking, which is ironic.
I honestly think that Wing Bowl's, it's done by 12. I think the fucking Wing Bowl starts at like 9.
Dude. The ambulances drive up.
Well, it's like 8 to 12 is the contest, and then 8 hours after that are dedicated to diarrhea.
It's the afterbirth of the Wing Bowl.
It's a lot of tears. Ugh.
Yeah.
A lot of
butt
spills.
Sweat and tears, yeah.
Butt sweat and tears.
Butt sweat and tears. 29, the guy wrote, "Go to the John with the Bull," which is very Philly. If you
was that guy white?
Yes, guys. Yeah, white, right. Of course. Everybody at the fucking Wing Bowl's white.
Okay, yeah. Just getting that out.
More than likely. Unless you just want to eat some chicken wings, which anyone wants to go and eat chicken wings, far be it. If you could sneak your way into the Wing Bowl, God bless.
Yeah.
Sneak your way.
I assume there's like an entrance fee.
Hopefully. This guy at 30 wrote, "Walk to Geno's from the stadiums."
That's pretty Philly. Those are things you can only do in, I mean, yeah. Okay.
Number 31 wrote, "Got your number." Got, Y-O-U, apostrophe, R-E, number. And she wrote, in parentheses, "He did not get my number."
Nice.
Katie.
Good. Awesome. Glad she got
author.
That.
32 was, "See tits at Wing Bowl." That's the most Philly thing
I mean,
I've
I guess.
Done.
All right.
And then,
I think a lot of these guys are literally... like, they're so gone by this point that it's, like...
whatever the flashes.
The last memory or even, like, the last, like, instinctual thought.
Right. Titties, Wing Bowl,
and then,
titties.
And then...
steak, pussy.
Geno's.
Steak, pussy, Geno.
Accident.
33 is obviously that guy's friend because he's right next to him in the picture.
Yeah.
And it said, "See bigger titties at Wing Bowl."
Oh, now it's a competition.
And he underlined it twice.
Now it's a competition.
It's all about seeing titties at the Wing Bowl. All
right.
Honest to God, I would love to see the quality of woman, or the quality of woman that they've paid to flash at the Wing Bowl.
Yeah, these are both curious things.
Honest to God. Because what self-respecting woman, and I should just drop self-respecting out, what woman is just going to show up to the Wing Bowl, get shit hammered, and then show a bunch of dudes? I'm sure the crowd is 95% dudes.
It would probably be
95% gross dudes, 95% drunk ass dudes.
Slut shaming Wing Bowl women?
It would be.
I'm just saying, if you're gonna whip your titties out, maybe not whip them out there.
Yeah,
do it
at Target.
I mean, I honestly.
Yeah, probably better put.
I think if you're gonna whip your titties out, no shame. Good on you.
I mean,
you're
it makes people happy, right?
My sister posted a video on my Facebook of a girl dressed as Sailor Moon, like a really stacked girl dressed as Sailor Moon, going around mooning random people to the Sailor Moon theme, to a sick remix of the Sailor Moon theme. And
that's fine.
Nobody is unhappy about her butt.
I'm not saying anyone
she
is
just
at,
brings joy to everyone.
I'm not saying anyone at the Wing Bowl is unhappy to see titties, because if you're at the Wing Bowl, you probably just really want to see titties.
I mean, I just hope that the people flashing
is that because of Hooters?
I don't know.
Is there like some inextricable link between
titty wing,
titties
some type
and
of,
wings now?
That's sick.
Titty wing cognition?
Like some crazy marketing thing?
I don't know.
That's probably
you can market anything.
They probably match wings with titties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want people to think of boobies when they think of wings, and then they'll buy our wings.
That's John J. Hooter.
Yeah, this is like some shitty Mad Men knockoff in the 70s.
Could that work with anything?
Conceivably.
Could we move towards a model of advertisements based purely on titties?
Okay, what are you selling?
Because
either way, we need to name the shop Boobums.
I want to sell puzzle erasers.
Okay, not with boobs on them, I assume.
I don't know. I mean, what
I
do
mean,
you think?
Because then you, I mean, you don't need to
this
establish
is,
a link.
I don't. I mean,
it's like a shortcut. That's
puzzle
cheating.
Eraser of naked women just sounds like such a good idea, though. Now that I'm saying it out loud.
Oh my God.
I mean, it probably happened in the '80s.
Holy
maybe.
Shit. All right, I said it earlier.
There used to be famous like novelty pens where it was like a clothes.
Yeah, oh yeah,
Could
be that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So I said earlier that the winner ate over 400 wings.
Right.
Yeah, that seems a little much.
AKA maybe 100 chickens.
Yeah.
So, I would like to get
not even the whole winner, chicken, like the smallest piece of the chicken.
The winner is closest.
They threw the rest away.
The winner is closest. How many minutes is the total eating contest in which those wings need to
be? Oh, God, this is going to horrify me.
You just got to tell me how many minutes. You know what? To spice it up, how many minutes would it take you to eat that many wings?
400?
444 wings was the record and the win.
Null set. Yeah. I don't think
there's a... There's no amount of time it would take you to eat 400
4
wings.
Days?
Yeah. that's actually surprising.
If I eat only wings?
Yeah.
The only
wings. It would take you like a week. I think it would take at least a week.
The realm of all real numbers.
Yeah.
Well, by like day 3, it's just like I can't eat these anymore because they're turning to chalk in my mouth.
Yeah, I don't even like...
Even if they were like as fresh as they could possibly be each time I ate them.
Yeah. Like when we go to that Moriarty's place in Philly, they have great wings. They're delicious. By the time I'm done like a plate or two, I'm more or less done with wings. Absolutely. Like
I've been to all you can eat wing nights at like bars and stuff. Where like if I'm a good 30 wings in, I'm set forever.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't have wings for 6 months.
Yeah.
All right. So just give me the amount of time you think that Patrick Bertoletti.
Oh shit.
Ate 444 wings in.
The amount of time? He did, so he did eat 444
wings. He ate 444 wings in a certain amount of time that the contest was in. And you had to tell me, starting with Adam, closest and not without going over, because we don't all live on the fucking Price is Right.
Okay, I'm going
to
be...
All right? I'm tired of that shit being put out there where people are like, what time are we going to get to the movie? Oh, I don't know, 7:10? And you're like, I think 7:15, and it's 7:14. And they're like, but you went over...
Does this happen to you a lot?
No, I just had this argument with people before, and I want to use my public-ish forum to put this shit out there.
Well, I know we're like not, 3 or 4 of your friends listen to this.
We're not on the motherfucking Price is Right. Just get close.
You should get there 15 minutes before the movie starts.
I'm almost always early.
You should get there, so I think, 10 minutes after.
Smart.
Because previews are not good.
That's not the best to meet up with your boys, but whatever. How long do you think the contest was in which Patrick Bertoletti 444 wings?
I'm going to be cynical. I'm going to say he did it in a half hour.
All right, I'll say 1 hour.
You nailed it. 30 minutes was the fucking contest.
Oh, God. And I was like really lowering my faith in humanity there.
So if you take a look and do the math out, that's 15 a minute.
I still want to know whether these are full wings or whether they're the halvesies. You know what I'm saying?
We'll do an investigative report.
I wonder if he had technique. Because you can eat wings fast if you, like, snap the sides and peel the meat off.
Yeah.
And you just have a pile of meat.
I'm also personally wondering how much does the bone need to be clean? What do we do about cartilage? That type of
thing. I mean, yeah, they can't expect you to.
What? I mean, they probably just want you to take, like, the top part.
The good part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
El Wingador, a former competitor. If you're from the Philly area, you might know El Wingador.
El Wingador, that's a...
El Wingador would practice strengthening his jaw muscles by eating lots of frozen Tootsie Rolls in the weeks before the Wing Bowl. Oh, my God.
I don't think that's smart, because I don't think that wings put up a lot of fight.
Are there any vegetarian eating contests? Because I feel like this is a meat thing.
Hopefully...
It's a meat thing.
Hopefully a lot of people want to down a shit ton of quinoa.
Well, I know for a fact that there are matzo ball eating contests.
Well,
that's because matzo balls are like eating like sponges.
There's pie eating contests.
That's true.
Depending on how it's made, I guess.
Yeah,
there's gotta be.
I have these.
I really want to see like a lettuce eating contest.
I have these vegetarian riblets. They're like McRibs, but they're vegetarian. Which I mean, honestly, real McRibs are probably like 1% meat anyway.
Yeah.
But shit, they're good. I could eat a million of those.
Okay.
Look, I could literally eat a million.
The miscellaneous section of the Wing Bowl entry of Wikipedia is startling.
It's very detailed.
I'm so wrong, and I wish I was right. The first thing is the El Wingador thing. The second, it offers the best sections to sit in for the Wing Bowl, which, okay.
Like, as a competitor?
As
an audience?
Yeah.
There's an audience?
There's an audience.
Oh, okay.
No. All these people who are shit-hammered are not there to eat.
Oh, okay, okay.
Right. They're there.
You have to buy a ticket.
They're there to see titty.
Can you still eat?
They're there to see titty or bigger titty.
Can you still eat? Like, do they still serve wings?
I'm assuming they make fucking money off this from beer and food, yeah. The event starts
vendors probably love this.
The event starts at 6:15 to 6:30 in the morning.
Oh my God.
When the morning show on WIP starts, event ends at 9:30 or 10. Okay. So you're fucking shit hammered by 7 at the latest.
That's a lot of time, considering this guy one and a half hour.
So just people being drunk the whole time. The event is known for excessive number of intoxicated fans in attendance and increasing number of women exposing themselves. Good on you, ladies, for doing that.
Oh, so that's a thing.
No, wait. Yeah. Now, here's my thing. Good on you if you are in...
If it's your own...
If it's you want to show your titties and you have the presence of mind to be like, I'm going to show my titties, it's my choice.
Don't feel that's one peer thing. Pressure. Don't, yeah. Don't do that.
You guys are wasting your time.
Because I don't want to come across as like
slut shaming.
Exactly.
I don't want to
because I love boobies, and I think people that want to share their boobies with the world are wonderful people.
They're good people,
provided that they're doing so in a way that isn't harmful to themselves.
Makes sense. An excessive amount of profanity from fans as well. The hosts also promote young women to sign up as wingettes and dress up in lingerie or bikinis while escorting wing bulk contestants.
I was really hoping you would say dress up like chicken wings. Hoping you'd say that.
I swear to God, this is all on the wiki. Attendees planning to sit in the lower bowl are encouraged to bring a rain jacket or poncho, as fans have thrown objects at the contestants as they make their procession around.
Well, it's Philadelphia.
Yeah, no shit.
Objects you gotta get your battery on.
Unopened cans of beer, half full open cans of beer, cups of soda or beer purchased from concessions, nachos and cheese, pretzels with mustard.
Get to the double A's.
It doesn't say without.
They only throw pretzels with mustard.
Yeah.
It's the rule.
So if you ever see someone grabbing for them, you're done. Many contestants in recent years are responsible by local strip clubs, and those clubs also add to the debauchery in the stands.
So, getting back to my point, is there an inextricable link between wings and titty?
There's gotta be.
Because is it because of Hooters, or did that happen before?
Did Hooters just seize on that?
I think they might have.
Maybe.
We have to take a look and do some podluck research.
I think we might have to.
Hooters here is like scary and closed down now.
To the podluck computer! We're recording on it now.
Yeah.
Maybe later.
It's also an iPad.
Yeah, and the last entry... In the miscellaneous is local veterinarian St. George Hunt, brother of journalist Al Hunt, served as the official veterinarian of the event until his death in December 2008.
Veterinarian.
Why do they need a veterinarian? These chickens are definitely dead. You can eat them.
Maybe that's why. They're so stupid.
They want to make sure there's no live chickens being eaten here.
Wing Bowl 2009.
Could happen. It could.
Wing Bowl 2009 will be dedicated to his memory.
Was
dedicated to his
that's
memory.
That's sweet.
I fucked that up, not Wiki.
That's sweet.
This return of the Roman Bacchanal.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I mean, at least they're not, like... I mean, maybe they are. I think we know it's bad.
No, they only
fuck in
stadiums when it's prom.
When they have, like, puke trays ready for them. I think that's when...
Like a trough.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's all I got.
I'm going to miss this. I'm going to miss this
time,
guys.
You hear me, Wing Bowl? Puke trays for next time.
Yeah. Vomitorium.
Vomitorium?
Where they didn't actually vomit, but...
Vomitorium Emporium.
Vomitorium Emporium. For all your vomit needs. The Wing Bowl, man.
Yeah.
It's a spectacle.
Sorry to leave Philadelphia.
I'm sick.
Homesick.
So I think I have a date of when I'm leaving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's going to be the 23rd.
Of?
February.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of this past month.
Which...
It could be the next month. People always fucking are like, oh, what? The last month? That could be the next month.
I don't know. Close to that going over.
Fuck you. Right.
But I think
I'm supporting you.
I think this episode is actually going to drop the day I leave.
Oh, really?
So
really?
I want to say it here.
Well,
I'm bumping out.
But how are we going to...
I mean, I can set up like at least two or three episodes to queue.
But...
What?
How are we going to...
What?
How are we going to post it without... Ew.
You find your own thing, and you can have the Tumblr. I can post it on the Tumblr.
Scott, I don't understand Tumblr.
We'll make it work.
It's for kids. I don't get it.
You send me the file, and I'll put it up. It's really easy.
God, what are we going to record on?
A microphone.
I don't have an iPad.
Oh, my God.
You can record on Chance's iPhone. It's the same software.
We can record on anything. It doesn't matter.
Can we?
Yeah.
We can record all kinds of shit. I'm going to wait till you leave and I'll gussy up the operation.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Renovations.
Yep.
Put the egg crates all over.
Permutations.
So okay. I've been looking for places to live, obviously.
Okay.
I will need that.
Overrated.
There's some...
That's what your car's for.
Yeah, I know. Trust me, I know.
It's honestly the perfect shelter, because it's mobile.
That's right.
If I just keep it in operation, driving slowly down, I can
sleep.
When
you think of it, a car is pretty much just
a
space station.
That's what cruise control is for.
Yeah.
Right?
What?
A car is pretty much just a space station.
Yeah, it's like chilling out in the Millennium Falcon.
Exactly.
Falcon.
Falchion,
the big sword.
Right.
The Millennium Sword.
I don't know if it'll come to that, because I've actually found a couple decent places.
Sick.
Okay.
Yeah. Like this one I found on Craigslist. It's 2,000 square feet. It's right in downtown.
Sounds like a lot of square feet.
That's pretty big for an apartment.
I don't really have any image of...
Holy shit, Adam has a phone call.
It's the substitute teacher thing calling me because they still call me even though I don't work there anymore.
Oh.
Work good. At school anymore.
Blacklist those motherfuckers.
Yeah, I probably ought to.
Put them on band notice.
Chance, you saw the interview, right?
Yeah.
You know that apartment that they're in, like, when they get, like, cajoled by the CIA?
Yeah.
It's like that apartment.
Oh, wow. So, like,
yeah.
That's pretty large.
Yeah, it's pretty big. The headline is Free $1 Million Condo for Young and Attractive.
Uh-oh.
And we're in West Hollywood.
We fit that bill.
Absolutely.
You get your own bathroom, cable, internet, all of it absolutely free. The condo usually rents for $6,000 a month. All
right, well,
this
so...
is a nice fucking place.
This sounds excellent.
Yeah.
Spectacular view of the city at night. It's right in West Hollywood. That makes sense.
Exactly what I want to do at night to see a city.
Nice area. Walking distance from Rodeo Drive, Sunset Plaza, Melrose, Beverly Center, Robertson.
But I don't know those places.
I don't know either. I assume they're good.
If he's gonna include them, yeah. I assume they're...
Please reply with a picture and brief bio. All
right.
Keywords. Model. Hot. Young. Fun. Swiss. Swedish. Norwegian. Persian, Armenian, Egyptian, European, Greek, Italian, Swiss, Russian, white, Caucasian, Asian, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Spanish, mixed, black, hey. Millionaire, spoiling, sugar daddy, sugar baby, benefactor.
Hey, guess what?
Cats are okay.
Doesn't specify that he's looking for a woman?
I think it's West Hollywood. I assumed it was for guys.
So, doesn't
specify either way.
It actually doesn't.
Here's the best thing about all those hits.
Somebody's going to be surprised unless this guy is, like, just down with anything.
Here's the best thing about all those hits. You fit none of them.
I fit white.
You feel like a beige, but yeah.
You're not the whitest guy, I don't know.
You're not the whitest guy.
At all. By a long shot.
You fit, I'm part cats are allowed.
Yeah. I'm not gonna have my cats though.
Oh fuck! Yeah. We gotta ship them out. That'd probably be hell.
I don't fit sugar baby.
You could fit a sugar baby. Yeah.
Now here's my question.
I just had to see the appropriate sugar daddy.
It's like a caramel treat, right?
Okay. Yeah. Like a sweet treat. So obviously this guy is like
this guy's looking to punish a young man.
This is 50 Shades of Grey.
But here's my question: and does he have a wife and kids?
Are they gonna be in the apartment?
No, I think this is like his side.
Oh, you're a side bitch.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
If you can get away with a six K a month, all expenses paid.
I feel like he should be providing a picture too.
Just get fucked every night by a stranger.
Every night's a bit excessive. I don't think there's any.
Okay, I think two things are important.
I don't know if there's an amount of money to get fucked every night. Every night?
If he's going to be requesting a picture of you, I really feel like a picture of him and his penis should be included.
Yeah. Flaccid. I mean, we don't know this is a guy.
I think you'd want to know both ways.
We don't know that this is a guy.
We don't know. We're assuming, we're sexist.
Which is wrong. It's wrong of us.
I love the wild range of ethnic backgrounds.
He's down for anything.
Yeah, yeah. I'll give him credit for that. He's not that discerning.
No. When I heard Swedish, I was like, there's a definite path this person's going.
Well, right. It's like he started off in some weird fantasy, and then he was like, yeah, but this would be good, too.
Did I hear it wrong? Did it say Asian, then Korean?
He said Asian, and then he said a bunch of specific...
Asian cultures.
Korean, Chinese, and Japanese.
Okay.
I think he just wants to cover all his bases.
Also, didn't say Oriental. So good for him.
No, yeah, this guy seems progressive. That's
good for him. Progressive as shit.
Yeah.
He just wants a sex life. Yeah. He just wants a soulless body. We don't know necessarily.
He didn't specify.
Yeah.
Or she.
Yeah, or she.
Yeah. He didn't specify this was for sex?
No, I mean, that's implied.
Right.
But I do think you would want to know, like, kind of the dimensions of the penis that might be penetrating you, though.
Okay. It can't be that big if he needs to shell out for a $6,000 apartment.
I don't think that's true. I don't think people
want huge dicks all the time.
Yeah, it could either be really small or way too big.
Mm. But that's something for another time.
Yeah.
Dick discussion.
Yeah.
This is genuinely...
It's creepy.
Weird.
Yeah. It freaks me out.
And nothing will weird you out on Craigslist like going to the local Craigslist for your area and then seeing all the crazy shit people post on there.
This is a great start for a book, though.
Oh, it is. I'm sure it is one already.
I mean,
No, maybe. Like, you live this life, and you write a book about it, and
yeah.
you can
yeah.
tell all
the books. Oh, yeah. I got fucked every night. Scott Spivak.
I mean, I think you could probably dress it
hey,
up a little
but
bit.
Guess what? Apartment was pretty sick, though.
Yeah. Apartment was pretty sweet until we about 8 p.m. every night.
We got gigabit fiber to the house. Yeah. We have HBO.
Now, after a while,
cable was free. Yeah. Utilities weren't all yeah. free. I had to pay for heat and water.
Oh, well, that's not worth it, then.
That yeah. hardly
Your Outlook calendar just is blacked out with private appointment from 8 to 11 every night.
Oh, 3 hours.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, from beginning to end, you gotta make yourself look
we're,
good.
We're hoping
you have to look foppish.
We're yeah. hoping that there's foreplay involved.
Yeah. Now, I have to say, in this guy's defense, I did find one that was worse.
I guess that's not that surprising yeah. because
it's
that
probably
was
a lot more crass.
That was kind of tame.
Yeah,
but the implications
well,
were frightening.
It's implied from the search terms.
So I want to
yeah.
show you.
Oh yeah,
you can't see the picture. You know, if you're listening, but this is the picture that was posted on Craigslist.
Looks like a regular house.
Regular house.
Yeah, it's like a
weird. Yeah,
it's even kind of big.
Me and my 26-year-old son are looking for a roommate, preferably someone who works during the day. I run a daycare business in a section of my home, Monday to Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. I also have small pets.
Okay.
It's
a bit weird, but not the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Okay.
It's
going to
get
ratcheted
up
bad.
Soon. Daycare
no.
might mean meth lab.
It might mean meth lab. It also might mean... Okay, so in California, if you are willing to take care of mentally disabled people, you get a tax break.
Okay.
So yeah. what a lot of people will do, will just sort of gather people up in their house and just have them sit there and watch TV and collect money from the state.
Okay.
Yeah, I've heard of this happening. It's really weird that you're running a business out of the house but also want someone else to live there.
Yeah.
A supposed business. Even if it was a legitimate business. It's
yeah. This one actually gives me the creeps more.
I don't think I would ever go to a
that
daycare
important.
That's in someone's house.
Yeah,
I think I have actually heard of not around here.
Maybe
but
for
I have
like
heard
babysitting,
that.
But not like a full fledged daycare.
I think I actually have heard of people running daycares out of their homes.
Yeah, there's weird shit.
I have heard about that. Not that I think
I'm
that
sure
it's like
on a case
normal.
Basis.
Yeah, I think it's like a zoning thing for that. But I do think that
me and my
I've heard of it.
26-year-old son would like you to live in our house. We have a daycare in our house. You need to work during the day.
And lots of little animals running around.
I don't get the little weird. Animals thing.
That might just be a heads up.
Might just they have
good
animals.
On them.
Yeah,
good on them.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
what kind of animals though?
It's because they don't things. Say a, they don't
pets,
say a,
lizards.
They don't say a
tortoise.
Baby gators.
Piranha.
I don't feel like you wouldn't need to worry about those that much.
Just telling you.
Yeah.
The legged piranha.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, those are scary.
Also
yeah.
known as the Wolverine.
No.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they are. They're furry piranha.
Can a Wolverine strip a skeleton in some impressive amount of time?
Don't you?
I guess I would.
I didn't take a screen caps of this one, but my other option was to live in what seemed to be a sex castle. This like
so that's like much like the sex apartment, but a notch.
No. This
I,
is different.
Yeah.
This was they wanted a live-in writer, and you would work as their writer 4 hours a week. Every day except Sunday, and you get free room and board. And they
this
were.
Sounds.
But they film what? Pornography there?
Not exactly.
Do they film.
What?
They don't film anything. They have live shows.
Well, they need a writer for.
They wanted
storylines.
Storylines, maybe. They also want press releases, and they probably want a ghostwriter, too, I would assume, because this is all led by some lady promoting something called the Bonobo Theory. If you are unfamiliar with bonobos, they are the primates who trade sex for everything.
They're kind of the chillest animals on the face of the earth, too, right?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know, man.
They're like just monkeys that just, they like just fucking masturbate
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah.
So they're like people.
Yeah, kind of. Well, they're also completely non-violent.
Right.
Which is weird among like primates because they are usually very territorial and violent.
Well, they're too busy whacking it.
Right. Well, like they'll just like if gorillas come into their they just leave.
Oh, really?
They just go away.
They're not territorial at all.
Not at all. They'll just go somewhere else and have sex and masturbate.
Because they're harsh and they're mellow.
Yeah, they just don't want to deal with it at all. They'll just go somewhere else.
Yeah. So I didn't look too much into it because I was afraid the website would give me my computer a virus.
I mean, that's a
that's probably good. Idea.
Solid.
Yeah.
Go to the library.
But, I would look at that thing behind 9 proxies.
I was seriously considering
go to the library.
As, you know, as much as you can.
Go to a public library.
The only thing that kept me from doing it was that said you could make extra money by webcamming.
Hell yeah.
And they wanted a picture and a bio when you applied.
You should have just sent them your picture and bio,
bro. I feel like, I mean, you don't want to be discriminated against.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sure there's a segment of the population who's into that shit, who's into
YouTube. Absolutely is. Some crazy person is going to write a book about their experience there in two years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds...
Why do they need a fucking...
Yeah, I don't get the needing a writer thing. That seems weird.
I mean, they said they had...
What if they want every single show to be different and they need storylines for every single show?
Well, no, they're not making a show, right?
No, they are. It's like a live, weird show. And I don't know the details of it.
Probably a sex show.
I would assume.
Like a sex show?
Yeah, I would assume a sex show.
Probably like a sex theater.
I think they want like a part-time office assistant, basically.
Okay.
To answer the phone and stuff.
Yeah, you'll be filing.
I think they want someone posting the social media and doing Facebook posts.
That's important.
And sending out press releases.
That's important.
It's very important according to the jobs I've been looking at.
You have to write copy all the time.
Yeah.
It's about great life.
They probably want the lady who's written like 8 books, so she probably wants a ghostwriter.
Oh, holy shit.
What are her other books about?
Bonobo theory of living.
Oh, like...
Yeah. Okay. Trading sex for everything.
Okay.
You can't just trade sex for everything.
For everything? That seems like it would be exhausting.
It's stupid. Yeah. Everything then has a...
Because we're not as chill as bonobos.
That's true. Well, the thing is that they don't have a whole, like, crappy society built up around... Maybe that's what her sex castle's about, though.
I assume.
It's, like, isolated from a capitalist environment.
You know what it is?
How do you... Yeah.
It's her Walden.
A little bit.
Yeah, because I know there's other people that live there, other performers.
Not exactly like Walden, but...
Yeah, Walden was one person.
It's not exactly like Walden.
Walden was one person.
I think it was a hut. You know,
I think Thoreau is more about like self-discovery and like isolation of the self. And
so it's as if Ralph Waldo Emerson, instead of doing that, wanted to have sex with everybody, but in having sex with everybody, also get stuff.
I guess.
How do you trade sex for stuff?
I mean, this is kind of getting back into...
Who has a bunch of stuff that just wants sex when you can just get money and then get everything from that?
Well, here's the thing, what if you didn't need money?
Yeah.
I think that's her idea.
What if instead of money you had sex?
I mean, if you want, yeah.
Because money
wouldn't do anything. If you're in an environment where money means nothing...
Yeah, it's a complete barter system.
Yeah, there's no money. There's no money.
Money is fiat currency, but sex is on the gold standard or some shit?
Well, just think about it. If you took, like, I don't know, like, if you were just, like, dropped in the middle of some completely foreign humanoid culture, right?
Yeah.
And you were, like, trying to buy stuff with dollars...
And people want sucky-sucky instead.
I mean, I don't know what they want. Let's just assume that money means nothing, that you're money.
Yeah.
And that they don't have a comparative money system, monetary system, right?
Like so, back in econ class.
So what do they have, right? I mean, you need to survive, so they're going to build homes and whatever, right?
Goods and service.
Right. So, yes. But what's a trade that everybody has? What's something everybody can give? And I guess it's fucky.
Yeah. By the way, I found
it. White Hands people told us that not everybody can give fucky.
They did. That's true.
They're working on it.
I have a feeling, though, in a bonobo society, they would look after those people.
Yeah. It would be a priority.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
It'd be like ramps wherever.
Maybe Japan is slowly becoming a bonobo society.
Baby.
All I know is bonobos is that website. All I know is bonobos is that website that'll give you clothes for money.
No, shut up. We can't plug them until they sponsor us.
I'm not plugging shit. They're named after weird stuff.
Bonobos, apparently. Yeah.
Bonobos for better fitting men's clothes.
Bonobos for penis fencing.
For penis.
Do they do that?
That's what they do. They hang from like something. And they whack each other's penises with each other.
All right, because...
Wait,
they're like
that's
fencing.
More than fencing, though. That's more than fencing, because they're also hanging from something. Wouldn't fencing be awesome if you had to hang and, like...
I mean, I didn't name it fencing.
That's like some swashbuckling shit.
It is. It's actually pretty... It's pretty rad.
Fencing was actually just pirate duels...
It's important to note there's no insertion.
Yes.
Right.
They're just smacking against
you. Exactly. They just...
Making life.
And I don't even think that it's a competition. I think they do it because it's like it's fun and it feels good.
Oh, okay.
like because they're not competitive. They're
right,
not.
Right.
Maybe it's just... by Puritanian, like
Puritanian,
Puritanian side, or the Puritan side, or whatever you want to call it, whatever the correct word is.
Are you mad at bonobos?
I'm just weirded out right now.
Well,
man.
All right. So I brought this up during the break when we were talking about the White Hands ladies, but yeah. Our culture.
They got you leaving for LA, man. This shit's gone downhill.
Yeah. It's just noises now.
and, And monkeys fucking, apparently.
No, but
they're not fucking. They're just smacking their dicks against each other.
They fuck
while they're
too.
Hanging from a tree.
They fuck too.
Yeah,
they,
of course.
They fuck and they jerk each other off and they finger each other.
I'm sure they have to. Mix
they just
it up.
Do whatever.
Do monkeys really finger each other?
I'm pretty
Are
sure
you
they
serious?
Do. I'm pretty sure they do. Yeah.
I don't even know.
I mean, like they just figure it out. Oh, you know, it's just it happens.
If you lock people in a room, for eventually they do that to each other. So yeah.
I guess that's what the bonobo theory is.
A thousand typewriters and 1,000 monkeys.
I said this,
someone's going to invent fingering.
I said this 5 minutes ago, but I did find the post.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
God.
Okay. All right.
Part-time live-in editorial assistant wanted for sex-positive community run by internationally renowned media sexologist and institute director featured on HBO, Nightline, Playboy, OWN, and other media channels.
Ooh,
we need a careful editorial wordsmith with a good working grasp of English grammar, punctuation and syntax, who is also a fun writer. Comfort with using Twitter, Facebook, and other social media is a plus. Though if you're willing to learn, that's okay. We're looking for someone who can write as well as edit other people's writing. A lot of PR writing is involved.
I mean, they want to make sure that you don't get on their Twitter and you're just like,
I don't know, who wants to get
gonna,
jerked off?
We're going
to
fuck
hey,
like monkeys up in her. You
I think that's
I mean?
The kind
like,
of thing they would want.
No, I'm pretty sure they don't. I'm
My
pretty sure they
thing,
want this to see.
They want a veneer of legitimacy.
You know what?
I mean, you guys are, like, making fun of this, and I think that, like, that's like, super close-minded, because I don't think that this is inherently, like,
I'm just
a
on,
sham.
No. I'm just on the sketch.
I think that this could be legit.
I mean, I'm not mocking
know?
Its existence, but the whole thing about them wanting a live-in writer is weird, I think.
Yeah, it's weird.
By their, like, I mean, fucking look at what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're experimenting with an alternative societal structure.
I can't wait till you go to
I think
LA.
They want to make sure that somebody's, like, on board with that.
I can't wait till you go to L.A. with Scott and then ask him if they need an artist.
Oh, I mean, I assume they wouldn't, but
who knows? They're expanding rapidly.
I mean, honestly, can you imagine if they were doing something like that and they had to, like, call in some, like, corporate marketer guy to come in and write their copy?
Oh, yeah, they're not going to get
He wouldn't get it. He would
No. They're not going to be able to hire out for this position.
Yeah, I mean, they
you
definitely
need, to,
need
like,
someone
get
who's
in the shit.
Right.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean,
also,
it makes sense that they would want you there. And
I love the fact that you're comfortable enough to live in a sex commune, but you're like, Twitter throws me off. I don't really want to be on that Twitter thing. A lot of people are talking on there.
There's got to be three people fucking on the kitchen table, and you're going to be screaming about how social media
hey,
is
Hey, what does a guy got to do to get a sandwich around here?
But you see that...
No, food's free there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But you
get fucking maid service.
Yeah, but can I fuck...
one of the reasons
Do I have to fuck people in order to make them make
No, you're writing.
You're just there to write. You're like a documentarian.
I just mentioned the bonobo society.
Like, via Twitter.
They're very clear in that, you don't have to participate, but you are welcome to.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I assume they'd be totally okay with you...
Well, they said you can make extra money driving. I don't know what that means.
I mean,
driving people around.
Drive people to the clinic or something. Jesus.
I don't know.
Taking phone calls. Or, not taking phone calls. Counseling our sex therapy clients by phone. I mean, my first thought is I'm not qualified for that.
No, probably. Well, I mean,
Unless they just want to talk to somebody.
Maybe, yeah.
And then
yeah it's like a maybe it's like a hotline thing.
And then there's webcamming, which, you know.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Boy cams.
The barter is for the writing, editing, and phone answering, as explained above. We will not consider you if you don't want to do the live-in barter exchange, no matter how great a writer you are.
You know
and
what?
Then there's like
now, wait,
eight websites.
When they say hang on a second. When they say live-in barter exchange...
By barter exchange, they're meaning room and board in exchange for doing this job.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Bonobo.
This turned into like a serious discussion site. About this.
I honestly find this fucking fascinating.
It is fascinating. Yeah. I'm just not... Like, literally, I'm not... I love the idea of... Living for free in exchange for writing press releases.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Take me like a second.
I don't know if this is for you.
Oh, I don't either.
But I do find it fascinating.
I just don't want to work like a full time job.
I don't
want to
search this shit on my iPhone because I don't want
my. That's my big
history.
Concern.
Well, I mean, I assume this would be a thing where you did this,
and I work part time,
and
elsewhere.
Then you, or even just like you use that time to explore other things. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like if you're getting, you essentially have a place to live and eat.
Yeah,
that would free you up to.
Yeah, assume I wouldn't have many bills.
Do stand-up or work on other stuff, you know?
Well, I wouldn't be able to do stand-up because all the hours are at night.
Yeah,
so
okay.
My nights would be taken up six nights a week
so
watching
have to
sex
do,
shows and Twittering about it.
So you have
it.
To do something else.
Yeah.
You're pretty much just watching porn in IRL.
Yeah. Like, objectively, this is not the right thing for me.
No, but it is fascinating.
It is fascinating.
Yeah. It is weird.
Yeah.
And fascinating.
Yeah. It's super weird.
It's definitely
This is weird. This is a barter position. You give us 4 hours a day,
now
6 days a week.
Weird.
Well, hold on, including Saturday nights. In return, you'll get a great private room, all you can eat, free internet, maid service for common areas.
All you can
so
eat.
That means, like, you don't, like, they clean up the main lounge or whatever.
Sure.
The jerk tent.
We don't know where the sex is happening.
No, that's where they make chicken.
Yeah. Delicious Caribbean jerk.
Yeah. And a very cool bohemian atmosphere in our new West LA Institute with an erotic art gallery, studio, bar, and there's a lot more. At least there will be soon. We're renovating.
This is like a fucking sex Walmart. There's everything.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds.
This is like... what strikes me as weird, though. Within an exciting, vibrant, socialist style, capitalist oriented community of artists.
Those are literally opposing ideas, but
yeah,
go ahead.
That's what I mean. How can something be socialist style but capitalist oriented?
Because it can be.
Fake socialism
I think
that's
they,
actually capitalism?
I think they it's probably not. Just don't want to say outright socialism.
Right.
And they I don't...
It's Los Angeles.
I mean,
West
that's
LA,
pretty... I think they just need to explain that more.
It's yeah.
There's just... There, you know what? I don't think Craigslist is where you should be getting somebody for this.
I don't either.
I think that this should be...
I assume they post... Well, you can't post this on Indeed.
This should be like a careful selection process. Like, someone should just know somebody. You know what I mean?
I think
like,
they should have a recruiter guy.
Yeah.
Like a headhunter.
Yeah, headhunter.
Yeah. I mean, they should probably be looking for people that are already in this industry. Not in that, because that's not an industry, but who are like, I don't know, I'm sure
they're going to
be this kind of shit.
Sex therapy
right?
/ sexual education would probably
quite,
be...
Yeah, that would be
quite
better
honestly,
than porn guy,
honestly, I can see this appealing to like... career freelance writers.
Yeah.
Who are on, like, the younger side.
And they're also going to try and write a book about this or something.
Yeah, it's like, I'll get to write a story. I'll get to write about this.
I'm going
to
do something crazy.
I get to be in L.A. for free for a while.
Yeah, honestly, like, if I were in a situation where I was in L.A. as a writer mm-hmm. and I was, like, single.
Yeah.
I need somewhere to stay.
I would do this, yeah. probably. I mean, I'd at least go to the interview armed.
Yeah.
But
with several questions.
Exactly. But I mean, provided that, like, provided that the actual place isn't completely terrible. I mean, I do some research or whatever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know.
They posted a picture.
Oh, they have 7 pictures, actually.
There's, like, a lot of people there.
Holy shit. Why are there a bunch of, there's like, a bunch of crazy dudes there, too.
What I mean,
hold on.
Now, see, now I'm worried that I don't think I'd be attractive enough.
Learn the bonobo way. And it's a bunch of,
well,
like.
Yeah, they asked for a picture.
Suicide girl-esque shit going on.
And, like, that book does not. Fill me with confidence.
No. No, it doesn't.
Sex, fun, wisdom, evolution of peace.
Is that
or
chimp
pleasure.
Or bonobo?
I don't
That's
know. I don't know what they look
chimpanzee
like.
Chimpanzee dog. Those are chimps, too. Valentine's Day gives the gift of love from the love apes.
Okay, I guess that's what people
okay,
call
they
bonobos.
Like to make sure that wild bonobos aren't extinct. Good
I
want to
publish something
them.
On Amazon, man.
This lady's fucking...
Do it. It's really easy.
Valentine Lupercalia...
Lubricalia. Oh, Lubricalia. That's
Lupine.
Much less upsetting.
Free the nipple, go bonobos in 2015, and this girl is doing things with stuff.
Let me see this one. Hang on. You're hogging this,
hold
chance.
On. I need to take this into the bathroom real quick. Yeah.
So you can poop on it.
This is, yeah, that's exactly
interesting.
Right. This is weird.
Very, very
I
interesting.
I mean, I like the idea of being...
I like the idea of being a live-in writer a lot.
Yeah, because you're especially in a crazy setting.
Yeah,
I like the one on the bottom left.
It's sort of like a real life. It's sort of like a real life harem comedy.
She's really like she's a go getter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's definitely one who would prosper in the bonobo society.
I think so. Bonobo.
Bo.
Release your inner bonobo, bo.
That would be a great, great. I don't even know what to call it.
I
bonobo no bonobo bobo.
Follow up?
Yeah, I guess sequel to Bobo erotic parody of Bobo.
I thought it was Valentine Lubricalia, like
no,
lubricant.
Lubricalia. What does Lubricalia mean?
I don't know. Private party.
Lubrical is a thing.
You know what this is? This is the burlesque house from The Simpsons.
A little bit. Like, no, I don't, because nobody was actually fucking. Maybe right. They were, I don't know.
I don't know if people are actually fucking here.
Maybe they're not.
To be fair.
Lubricalia was a feast, apparently.
Maybe this is just a...
Lubricalia was a very ancient, possibly pre-Roman pastoral festival to avert evil spirits and
purify
the city from February 13th to 15th.
Sweet.
Releasing health and fertility.
Scott, after looking at this,
I
think your idea that they want to try to get, like, legitimacy is not...
I mean,
right. I don't think that's what they're after.
They look like a
I don't think this would be their promotion.
I don't think
material.
I was the one.
They look like a Suicide Girl offshoot, but not nearly as alt.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you were saying that too, to be fair.
No, I mean, I said I thought the idea already had
right.
some legitimacy.
But they're just not in it yet. Just
like, I don't think that that's what
they're... people who enjoy...
I mean, I don't know. This one's relatively subdued.
Yeah. Yeah. It's also got an Amazon shout-out. So
it, cool. it does. I think that they probably need a new graphic artist.
They don't need to
advertise... Because this is gaudy as shit.
It pretty much just looks like porn.
It looks like gaudier than porn. This is bad.
There's some harsh lighting going on too.
This is like that's just a clumsy design.
Man,
it's busy.
It's
very busy. By the time you read it, you're dead.
You stumbled upon something.
It's fucking fascinating, right?
It's pretty weird.
It's like unique.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I can write a story about it or something.
You West Coasters and your weird sex castle monkey clubs.
I would love it if it was an actual castle.
I guess nowhere in the description did it say castle, Scott. That was
no, no. I said it was a sex castle.
Oh, no.
Sex cauldron.
But I would love it if it was an actual castle. Yes. So you got to live in a castle. Or the guy who really hates his job, but he just wants to live in a castle. Like, that's his dream, to live in a castle. And he has to work this job in order to do it.
Oh, like, that sounds like a good movie, too. Not a good movie, but, like, that sounds like a movie that
would happen.
I might watch. Yeah, like, kind of.
Probably watch it.
Yeah.
I could probably star in it.
Let's get these people on the phone.
We want to make a movie about your weirder society, but I'm going to play a guy who only likes castles.
It's half harem comedy, half...
That's what this is reminding me of.
Castle enthusiast adventure?
I can't find any pictures of the actual building, which is worrying me.
Yeah, I mean...
It's not real.
It better not just be in, like, an office complex.
It's a pit,
It's got to be at least standalone, I assume.
It's a pit.
I imagine it as looking kind of like one of those, set houses from, like, The Bachelorette.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know what I mean? Or, like, one of those, like, weird places that they just rent out to film porn.
Those prefab LA homes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Where people just rent them out all the time.
Yeah.
It's, like, the kind of place you rent out right before your episode of Cribs airs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And just fill with some shit that you buy.
You fill the refrigerator with crunk and
Cristal.
Ramen.
Yes.
Yeah, Cristal.
That was great.
Wow. This is a real thing.
Yeah, that is,
Okay, so they have some S&M stuff there. I mean, I don't know... I don't know what the word for it is, but this is, like, a definite thing.
I don't know
the word for it.
They're like a company.
So I thought at first that this was some kind of social experiment. Now I'm wondering if it's, like, a business?
It looks like a business.
Everything's a business, man. Everyone's after the dollar.
It is capitalist-driven.
It is, but it's socialist oriented. No, it was the other way around, wasn't it?
No, socialist oriented, yeah.
I thought it was capitalist oriented.
No, socialist oriented, capitalist driven.
Scott's checking now.
Some shit.
I'm still looking for an address.
Okay.
I think my feeling from the website is this is also run by a person who loves reading about herself.
That's probably true. It looks a little bit like Taylor Swift with a bonobo next to her.
A little bit,
like
yeah.
an older Taylor Swift,
yes.
Yeah.
Still can't find the address.
It's not real. Made up.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's real.
This is how people get sold in the
it's
sex
It's a fun
category,
mystery.
Dude. This is Taken 4. This is exactly what this is. This is Taken 4. You're done, dude. Don't go.
I one time subbed the classroom when kids were getting ready to go on a trip to, I think, Florida. And this was seniors. And they were talking. And I swear, I shit you not, one of the senior boys was talking about how he was afraid he was going to get stolen in Florida. And he was not kidding.
You idiot. You're not going to get stolen in Florida. You're just going to start doing meth like everybody
else. I don't want to get stolen like in that movie.
We got to cut soon, but I want to say I think this is a business because one of their services is sexed therapy. So you just get erotic text.
This is a little bit like the White Hand Ladies.
A little bit, yeah.
Except they charge money and are doing something for people who are...
Well, they could.
They could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sex therapy, oh my God.
I don't know.
Curious to hear more? Let our sexy therapists help you quench your most primal urges in the most modern way. It's a sex line masquerading as like a...
Like therapy.
Yeah, like a new agey. Because everything in California that's trying to make money sort of represents itself as very new agey.
Right.
And that's why there's always like some new diet fad that comes from California. Or like new like
spiritual thing.
It's like your new line of product has to be, like, disruptive and paradigm-shifting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Only this has been going on since, like, the 70s right. in California.
It's like, I went into this store at the mall the other weekend with my girlfriend. It was called Lush. And it's all these cosmetics that are handmade and shit, and they're not made with any animal products or animal testing or anything like that.
Okay, I mean...
That, which is a great concept. Yeah, so far I'm on board with that. I don't want to test shit on animals. But one...
I don't want to talk shit on animals.
I don't want to test shit on animals.
Oh, okay.
Right. I'll talk shit on any animal day. All right. Unless it's my animal or someone I know's animal.
Fair enough.
I'm not like that.
I appreciate that.
Not a punk bitch. But in Lush, there's shit all over the walls, like sayings like, you know, forever vegan and not... weird, like...
They're just pandering.
It's weird, right. Like, weirdly punk rocky, but all the cosmetics look like food. Like, they all look like candy or weird cakes, and because it's all, like, handmade, like, mashed-up stuff. It's not well-packaged.
It sounds like the food from Hook.
A little bit, I guess. But everything's also super expensive, and it's really popular, too.
Huh. What mall is that?
This mall I went to was out in, like, Lancaster, so it's a while away. Right. There's got to be one nearby. There's got to be one nearby, and I'll take you to one.
It sounds kind of fascinating.
Weird experience.
Yeah.
I went in there, and we walked up to, like, a thing of, like, hand cream or something. And then the lady who came over is like, "Are you enjoying Prince Charming?" And I was like, trying to make a joke.
What store is this?
Like, Lush.
Okay.
I think
he's already gone.
Yeah.
I'm on this website, man.
Yeah. But offensive. She's like, "Are you enjoying Prince Charming?" And my girlfriend just kind of like nodded, like, yeah, sure." And I wanted to make a joke, but I didn't even want to make it because I felt too.
I've got a great joke.
I felt too male-centric saying something like that.
Yeah, you didn't want to...
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to be that guy.
I think I'm the only person who stepped foot in that store who probably wanted to watch the Super Bowl for the game.
That's probably true.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm the only person who's entertained the idea of going to a Wing Bowl, maybe. Maybe back when I was...
in that store.
Maybe I was... Yeah, yeah, maybe I was really young.
Chance, I don't understand why you didn't get really confrontational.
Start yelling at obvious alt people who work there or whatever.
Breaking the candy.
Oh my god! I swear to God, their one thing is soap look banana bread. It looked delicious. It looks so good.
So what we're learning is that you should just be putting food on your face.
Maybe, dude.
Her website is fucking busted, by the way.
Okay,
as in it's literally broken.
Like I can't read it.
All right. I mean, her book didn't seem like the production values. No. That.
Well, it is kind of. I don't know. It's kind of like skeeving me out in a different way now.
All right.
Because like sex therapy is like a real thing.
Right.
And, like, she's just calling her sex line people therapists.
Well, no, sex therapy is something that people who, like, I want to say, and pardon me for being completely stupid, but, like, victims of sexual crime or abuse, right. Like, something they could go to a therapist with and talk about and make sure that the feelings that they feel are right.
There's a lot of things, and it's, like, about, like, people accepting.
It's not a sex line.
No, it's not.
We will send you smoking text messages.
What if, one, you had like 20 different phones and you had to sext everybody back that was your writing gig?
Uh-huh.
Second, what if they're on the phone and it's like a bad, like an actor who can't remember his lines where they're just like... and you have to like feed them a sexy line while they're on the phone.
Right.
That'd be great.
Like Cyrano de Bergerac?
This is another great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Sex Lines.
The Sexter.
Sexter.
I don't know if it is a great movie.
But it could
maybe
be.
Maybe great is.
Maybe like a live sketch.
It could be.
I don't know. I want 2 hours of this. I'll talk to Lorne Michaels about it.
Just the fact that they. Oh my god, that's so weird.
Yeah.
We can get a meeting with Lorne.
I remember there was an MTV True Life. That was like True Life, I work in porn.
Uh-huh.
And True Life usually follows multiple people. So one guy was like a gay for pay guy.
Okay.
Who did gay porn but said he was straight.
Right.
He probably was straight.
Okay.
And he did
that
it.
That happens a lot.
Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah.
You know, fuck it. If you're a good looking guy or whatever, people are willing to spend, you know, give you a bunch of fucking cash. Whatever.
I mean, some of these guys will literally, they fuck anything.
There was like, there was like a lady who was an exotic dancer. And then there was a lady who worked in like the offices.
Okay.
And was around all the time, but never, like, she didn't perform or anything.
Okay,
like all
right, yeah.
And she, like, went out to bars and would tell guys, like, I work in porn and stuff. And then she would come back at the end of the truth and be like, I don't understand why everyone thinks I'm a whore and this and that. And I
You should probably be more specific when you explain
that. You should
your
just
job.
Be like,
I'm an office assistant.
Yeah, like I'm a like I file things.
Yeah.
And then the icebreaker is I work for a porn company.
Yeah.
Not I work in porn.
Yeah. Well, they
while
yeah.
you're on MTV,
honestly,
they know there's a camera.
You, if you say this shit to I assume a man on a date,
yeah.
his brain shuts off.
Of
I'm
course.
Guessing.
All he wants to do is get laid anyway.
Right. Yeah.
Or just, find his wife.
It's just not like, a strong...
There's multiple.
Yeah.
But they're both very strong.
Yeah. There's just... There's not...
That's like guys who say they edit amateur films. Or like
right.
or like documentaries
right.
or whatever. They
right.
say that to like their families, but they
actually... Well, it's like, you know, you're a guy and you say like, oh yeah, I work in porn, I'm not a performer. You just seem like a creeper. You seem
yeah.
like a weirdo.
I just like it very much.
Yeah.
I going into the booths. Yeah,
right.
like
exactly. Yeah, you seem like
it's
a
like, right,
like a
okay,
scary
cool.
dude.
I've seen multiple requests for erotic screenplays on Craigslist.
That sounds like it would be so much fun.
Moneymaker.
I don't know.
I think that'd be.
I don't think it'd be fun.
One setting.
Crazy.
You know how it ends.
Yeah, I mean it's just like a shonen comic.
It's like writing for.
Yeah,
you know,
don't write the sex scenes though.
It's like writing for Batman.
You just write the awkward scenes where they're like sitting around eating dinner, and
even,
then like they go off. And
even
bang.
Easier.
I mean, it's easy.
I mean, like the I don't not to like come at the porn industry or anything, but just in my experience, the storylines aren't all that strong.
Unless you were writing a parody one, then you might get to have fun
a little bit. A little bit. I think,
oh, I know.
Yeah, it's yeah. absolutely a thing. Yeah, you might get to have a little bit of fun. Yeah, I mean that.
The
might
fact
be.
That the porn industry makes money in an era where you could find porn wherever you want on the internet for free it doesn't.
Yeah, it is surprising.
I don't know.
It is surprising.
I don't
know
the numbers.
It's like someone charging for air.
It's very present. Like, it's easy to get at.
Yeah, I don't know.
Everywhere.
Well, I guess so many people get shit on their computer and stuff, they'd rather just pay for it.
I guess so, yeah. I mean, I guess it's
the
safe
way. It's probably
cheaper
to buy a porn
way.
Subscription than to buy a new computer.
And plus, you know, I guess, like, the sheer volume of what you can get with, I assume, with a prescription. With a subscription. With a subscription,
You've
had
a lot of anxiety lately, and you're just angry for no reason. I'm just going to give you this, you know...
This Bang Bros.
Yeah, this Brazzers,
this Brazzers Pass.
For like 2 months, just go home.
You've got access to all 1 million of Gianna Michaels scenes.
Yeah, every single one.
POV stuff, Gonzo stuff,
God
everything.
God bless her, by the way.
Ah, she's amazing.
But the funny thing is you come to the doctor 2 months later and you see abnormal muscular growth in your right arm.
And just an absolutely yeah. raw penis.
Why are you here? Let's see. My right arm can lift a car.
And my penis is shaped like an ice pick.
My right arm can shape a car back and forth really hard.
I literally...
But I also can't move my shoulder.
What do you do? I tore my rotator. How? Look at the bicep and the forearm. You look like a fucking Stretch Armstrong. It's jacked.
You look like Popeye.
Yeah, you look like Popeye. It's just been, So what have you been doing at home, Sonny? You know how to... Let's finish on a vitamin A. Just, you know...
Cooking?
Yeah. A lot of chicken breast and kale. Real healthy, Doc. Real healthy.
Spring mix.
Yeah. I'm eating a lot of arugula lately. I think that's really getting to me.
Blueberries.
Blueberries, yeah. Antioxidants.
Those are important.
They are.
Are those still in tomato soup? No, it's
blueberries?
It's like a pea. That's in tomatoes, isn't it? Not antioxidants.
I don't
lycopene,
know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's lycopene. In tomatoes. Tomatoes don't...
And a couple of other things.
Do they have antioxidants?
I don't... Dude, what the fuck does that even mean?
I don't know, but I've been eating tomato soup, and I want to know if it's remotely good for me.
I don't
me.
Know if I made tomato soup before. It's good.
It is good.
It's got a lot of sodium.
It's really... It's really...
It's got some sugar, too. But
yeah,
that's
really,
how
soup does,
that's
though.
How tomatoes are.
Yeah.
It's really hard to eat with a small spoon.
It is.
Because if you eat like a normal, like
it's just slow.
If you eat like a regular soup that has stuff in it with a small spoon, it's like
yeah.
it doesn't matter that you don't get a lot of the soup in the spoon.
You get the noodles and you pile them on top.
Yeah, you get the other shit.
Yeah.
But like, I tried to eat a bowl of tomato soup at work the other
French
day.
French onion soup.
Yeah. That's just onion water.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right. You should just drink it. There's no point in using a spoon. It's
nutritionally fine. Satisfies my
just
needs.
I mean, it's
onion
yummy.
Water.
Yeah, it tastes good. It's essentially there's no the spoon is a waste.
I'm back
time.
On the diet plan, so we're looking for inventive ways to
oh, yeah.
to eat almost nothing.
And we don't have a topic for this segment.
You put
so
pepper.
Put up with it, guys.
You put okay. pepper on absolutely everything. That's what I do.
No, I just throw hot sauce in everything because I love hot sauce.
The same thing. Okay. Yeah.
yeah.
It's just like okay.
Yeah. As long as the pan is
yeah.
hot.
Yeah. yeah, as long as I can...
just keep your eyes away from
make
it.
Make myself suffer like those guys in the Da Vinci
you're just
Code.
Gonna, like, ruin, you're
like,
just going to ruin...
I literally just stand in front of...
You're just
stand
flagellating
the
yourself
with
food.
With hot sauce.
I've gotten really good at sautéing things.
My God, that pan!
Make a great stir fry. Yeah.
My God, that man whipped a 10-egg omelet up in the air. The hell is he working with?
He's the best pancake flipper we ever had.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I was born this way. He's just flipping the biggest pancake in the world.
Yeah, 10 at a time. Yeah. Shaped like Mickey Mouse when they come down.
He's flipping the griddle. His right arm's so strong. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's the whole...
He's like, yeah, bucket. Wham.
Yes.
What if you had...
Don't know what kind of plan the Lord had for me, but I think I found my calling.
I was made this way.
I don't think that we've ever made this many...
Thank you, Doc.
...jerking off motions.
Yeah.
Which is a shame, because those are lost to the audience.
I think they'll carry through.
They can hear the wind fly back and forth.
I hope so. I really hope so.
I mean, I'm not going to make a noise, so...
No. Some people don't know what the word fat... Too fat...
Is that like
fat
an internet...
Where did that come
thing?
From?
It's an internet thing.
I don't know.
The internet made that word up.
Yeah.
I mean, probably.
The masturbation sound, fap.
Yeah, I don't know.
F-A-P.
F-A-P, F-A-P, F-A-P.
It's weird. F-A-P. Don't Google it or anything, you idiots. Or beloved listeners.
I mean, if you want to.
If you want to on your own time, God bless.
You want to see bigger titties?
That guy saw titties at the Wing Bowl? I'll show you, motherfucker.
We seem to have hit, like, a general...
This is the unintelligent episode.
This is like the vaguely
sexy
episode.
This is the unintelligent episode.
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
Because we touched on it at first, and then...
We just kept going.
Well, yeah, and because, like, two out of three of the apartments that I looked at involved...
Had sexual connotations.
Yeah. One sort of against your will, and the other just, like, you watch a bunch of it.
Just by nature of being there, you're consenting, kind of. You know what I mean? Because you know what's up. The sad thing is that there's probably going to be someone who doesn't, and goes anyway, and...
Yeah. I sort of wanted to email the guy and be like, you know, come on. Can I just stay there?
The amount of
can we not do this?
Gullible people in the world, dude. The amount of gullible people.
Oh, yeah, because you're getting people who move, like, I'm moving when I'm pretty old. You get people who move when they're, like, 17, 18.
Yeah, fuck you, Mom. I'm going to head out of here. I'm going to go to the Gold State. My God.
Yeah, I hate Omaha.
Yeah. All right, cool. Hey, what am I going to do? I'm just going to be writing some stuff and posting some tweets? Oh, okay, cool. Yo, you want to hand me the lube, Sonny? Oh, what? I'm sorry.
If you're lucky.
Yeah, exactly. You become a goddamn...
Puffer.
Puffer.
I don't know if that's...
A puffer.
I don't know if that's everybody.
I think it's called a fluffer.
Fluffer. That's it.
Not a fluffer.
Puffer is a fish.
It is.
Although a fluffer and a puffer are...
Is there a fluffer fish?
Right.
I would think.
Probably fluffer not. Nutters.
Yeah.
Fluffer nutters.
Those are fish.
Those are fish.
Delicious.
Those are absolutely fish.
My favorite type of sushi is
fluffer nutter.
Fluffer nutter, yeah.
That might be good. Peanut butter, marshmallow, rice.
I remember the sushi that Master Splinter would eat on the Ninja Turtles cartoon always looked absolutely delicious to me.
I don't remember him eating sushi.
They ate sushi sometimes. Sometimes they would have sushi pizza.
Oh.
I think at least once.
That'd be... it might be good.
I don't think it'd be bad. I mean,
I don't think it's bad because it's just two things you like.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's like if you had.
It almost seems like it would kind of contradict. Like I don't know if you could really enjoy the sashimi.
Yeah, I don't think you get. I think it gets lost in the flavoring of the cheese and shit.
I went to a food court in the mall by my work the other day, and this mall is going through apparently a rough time. So the food court has literally two restaurants in it, and the rest are just empty.
That's so weird.
It's the one
by your work.
Yeah, I've only been there 4 months, and in the 4 months I've been there, like. Every place in the food court has closed except for two. One of them's like a Subway, and the other one is like a pizza place.
Never go out of business. Like, right. I've seen one Subway go out of business.
Me too. Probably the same one.
Yeah, one street or 13 or whatever.
So I decided to go to the pizza place because the last time I tried to get the veggie special at Subway, I didn't realize that veggie special doesn't mean anything. It just means that you tell them what to put on your So I thought there was something that constituted a veggie special. Like,
did you get a lettuce sandwich?
I basically got a roll with buffalo sauce, some onions,
red flag.
Some spinach,
red flag.
And some pepper jack cheese.
All right, you want me to tell you?
To me,
because
like,
I didn't realize that like saying I want a veggie special just means they're going to give you a roll.
Don't they have like a tofu brick or something?
No, they don't have anything.
All right, here's
I could have got like a shitload more stuff.
Let me show you.
I would ask for peppers at least because
I think
I'm
pretty sure I know where I fucked
peppers
up.
Peppers are good.
On this,
first of all, here's where you fucked up.
Okay,
you went Subway one.
Okay,
and you got
He only had two options.
Well,
though.
No.
This is actually
not the fuck up.
This was actually a different time where I got this because I learned my lesson and went to the pizza place instead. But we'll get there.
the first fuck up. You went to Subway and you didn't get sweet onion sauce.
I didn't know sweet onion sauce was an option.
Sweet onion sauce is the best sauce at Subway. If you don't get sweet onion sauce at Subway, I personally think you're fucking up.
Okay. All right. I'll keep that.
Damn it. I will keep that in mind. Sweet onion teriyaki sauce.
I'm pretty sure I asked for barbecue sauce anyway, and she gave me buffalo sauce, so.
She just probably saw the letter B.
I think when I said veggie.
Looks like you had a bad time.
I think when I said veggie special, she just lost her shit and didn't know what to do.
Because she's probably never made one.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway,
it's not a thing.
So it's not a thing. It's an empty room. So I decided to go to the pizza place instead. And, you know, mall pizza's not bad. Usually it's okay. It's fine.
It's hard to really mess up pizza.
Yeah.
Little Caesars.
I haven't had Little Caesars, like, ever.
It's the only pizza where me and someone have split a pie, and then at the end of us, like, having our eating session, he goes, you know what? You can take that home. And I went, no, I'm all right.
Ouch. That is not good.
It's like $4, and it tastes like...
$4.
Yeah, it tastes like something you'd get out of a grocery store freezer, basically.
Okay. No, worse than that. I enjoy grocery store
Did you have the regular, like, plain pepperoni, or did you have pretzel crust?
I have a giant brand. No, I got
get these freshetta pizzas. Mm-hmm. They're just plain square Johnnies, and they're fairly big, but they're fucking delicious. They're really good.
Really good.
My point was, I went to this pizza place not really expecting much. Right?
No. Little Caesar's pizza is shit. If you eat Little Caesar's pizza, it's just because you're cheap. That's why.
I think that's probably exactly true. I mean, it's probably hard to turn down a $4 pizza if there's...
Yeah.
Anyway, so this place...
Yeah.
I was like, okay, whatever, I'll get pizza.
You went and got some pizza.
Didn't really expect much out of it or whatever, because it's a food court pizza place in a mall that is clearly, like, in its death throes.
Yeah. Writhing.
But holy shit, it was really good. It was, like, the best pizza I've ever had.
No shit.
I was, like, genuinely surprised.
That's weird.
It was, like, it was, like, fucking, like, gourmet pizza. Like, it wasn't oily or greasy, even though I think that they did drizzle olive oil on it. I had, like, olives, onions, peppers on this thing.
Pizza legitimately underrated.
It was fantastic.
Even if you're a meat eater, just get a nice veggie pizza.
Tastes really good.
Like, anything is, when it becomes a topping on pizza, is, like, three times good because it absorbs the flavor of the pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how pineapple pizza works.
Good.
Because people think that pineapple pizza sounds gross.
No, it's so good.
They don't understand that. It absorbs, like, the flavors and
it's
stuff.
It just
works.
It's just a little bit of a sweet pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which you're already getting
it's
that
already
from the
a little sweet
sauce.
From the
sauce.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I was blown away.
You can put
arugula
really and
impressed.
Kale on pizza and get somebody to eat it.
Probably. Absolutely, yeah. I mean, like, Jules.
Yeah.
Everything they have at Jules is like some weird fucking vegetables on a pizza. And it's delicious.
If you've never been to a Jules thin crust in the greater Philadelphia area, it's awesome.
Yeah. And if you're in the Plymouth Meeting Mall, don't go to Subway. Go to the pizza place.
Yeah. Do we know their name?
No, I have no idea.
Yeah, we'll look them up.
They even appeared to have other stuff. No,
this
that's
new
thing,
and upcoming pizza chain called Sparrow.
It wasn't like a pizza place I recognized. And it wasn't even just a pizza place. Like, they had a menu, they did like other shit. Yeah. Like, somebody got a wrap or whatever.
Like a calzone.
Yeah, it almost seemed like they were wasted. In this place, because like they seem pretty legit.
Maybe they're the only place keeping that place open.
I don't know. I was impressed. I would.
It's so weird when you have an eatery that just abruptly closes.
Yeah, it's creepy.
And you like it. Me and Scott have had this with the ribeye steaks place that was near.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
it was a place that literally sold like steak sandwiches.
Is that not here anymore?
It's no, gone. It's been. It was gone like 4 months, like a month
years
after.
Ago.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like a month after it opened.
It was.
I got a steak salad, and it was ribeye steak all cut up in a salad with veggies and shit. Yeah. Delicious.
He sold steak sandwiches, and it was literally a steak on a bread roll.
Yeah,
and it was. There was no way he could have stayed profitable because no one went there.
Yeah,
and
mostly no one.
Like
went there.
He had entire steaks on his.
I think it's a bad location.
It was really bad location. Yeah. It's not easy to park there. He literally. His parking lot, if you imagine a four-way intersection, is on the left-hand side. That's just a shop.
Right.
With, like, four parking spaces.
Yeah. His parking lot is also, like, a foot away from the entrance to the store, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you could just drive right into it.
It's not a good location. The guy running it, nice enough guy.
Yeah.
Like to
ask us about politics.
Did he really?
Because there's an election going on around then, but awesome steak.
Yeah.
At a place that was near my buddy's gaming shop, up in Warrington, Stomping Grounds Games and Hobbies, if anyone's listening. They had the Easy Choice Chinese place that was like three doors down from them. Awesome. And then all of a sudden, they just up and sold the Chinese place.
That's awesome.
The place they sold the Chinese place to, they sold it to another, I'm assuming, you know, people who were proprietors of Chinese places. And the food just sucks now.
Yeah.
Like, what did you change?
I don't understand. That briefly happened with a place right by our place now, where it went from being, like, one chain to, I guess, a different one. It just changed names and decor or whatever. A lot of the same people are still there. But for, like, a couple weeks or months, I guess,
the food was
just
really
wasn't
bad.
Good. It just didn't taste good at all. And we stopped going for a while.
It just sucks when that place that you just want... Because food is, like...
We've gone back.
They got better.
Yeah.
They're way better now. They're fine now. I'll go there and
which place
and
is this place, though?
Yeah, Mr. Diner. Yeah.
Mr. Diner. Yeah, Mr. Diner was good.
It's good. It's good. It was not good in its first couple weeks.
Yeah, I agree.
But it pulled out of it and it managed to... It's a good place now. We like going there.
Food is like magic. Like, you can have a shitty day and eat a good meal and feel really good.
Honestly, dude, that's like almost my entire day revolves around, like, when I'm going to eat.
Yeah.
And I don't even get, like, hungry. I just eat because it's... Because it's fun.
Or, like, if you know you're going to go out for, like, a nice meal, or if, like, there's something you've been wanting all week, like, oh, I just want Chinese food all week, and you finally get Chinese food, it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's such a crazy fit. Or if you've ever had, like, a really bad meal, like, you get something that's just so, like, dry, or it's not flavored right, or you try somewhere new, and it's just...
Whole grain pasta.
Not fast?
It's not. I got it once, and it was, like, bad. And I'm afraid
it's definitely a much, much, much different flavor. Yeah. And it makes you, like, really gassy, I think, too.
Okay, I mean, that's not fun either. I mean, I should go to
the bathroom
a
lot. One of the two. I don't know.
Vegetable pasta is nice.
Vegetable pasta. Is that, like, the...
The multicolored
stuff. Oh, yeah, that is good. Yeah. Yeah, like, yeah, that's fine. But yeah, one of, like, a weird comfort thing that I love to do is I really like to go to Taco Bell on a weekend. And then go, because there's a Taco Bell by the Philadelphia Mills Mall.
Ugh.
And, yeah. And there's a Toys R Us right there.
Yeah.
And I like to go to the Taco Bell and then go to the Toys R Us and walk around with my Mountain Dew.
Baja Blast?
Yes, absolutely. Every time. Yeah.
This man's
there. Yes, absolutely. I can't do it alone. I always need, like, a companion for this because...
You're enacting
the
magic,
shameful.
The magic is gone when it's just you.
You're enacting an 11 or 12 year old fantasy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which
and
is
like,
cool.
It's fun to be an adult and be like, yeah, I can do this whenever the fuck I want.
But
it's not fun when you do it alone because, like, I went out the other day on Saturday. I didn't have anybody around. And my wife was visiting her parents or whatever, and I was at home. And so I was like, geez, I don't have anything to do today, but I want to get out of the house. So I thought I'd go out for. This is gonna make it sound like I go out for pizza constantly. But I decided to go get a piece of pizza from the mall. Yeah. I was like, okay, you know, I'll walk around the mall, look at stuff in Barnes & Noble, whatever, it'll be fun.
Go to the mall,
and I go, and I silently walk through Barnes & Noble, and I silently walk through the mall, and I go, and I awkwardly stand there and wait for my pizza, and I go, and I eat my pizza alone, and then I go, and I walk back to the Barnes & Noble. I force myself to take a look at the way too expensive toys. Which, by the way, $45 is a lot of money for an action figure of Mega Man X. That is an insane amount of money.
That's prohibitively expensive.
That's like, I would look at these, like, imported model, like action figures from Tamashii at Barnes & Noble, because, like, oh, cool, I like to have a display of these things. And, like, I appreciate them, they look awesome. And then, like, I picked them up, not realizing that they were, like, you know, $50, basically.
That's crazy.
So, I read Sherlock Bones for a little while, which I think might be my new favorite thing to read. While I'm at Barnes & Noble.
They don't give a shit if you buy the book.
Not at all. I don't even think they... like.
Barnes & Noble's given up.
Yeah. I don't think... They just put the books there for, like, window dressing.
Just I'm to sell sure. their nooks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or their coffee.
So I left. And it was not fun at all. It was actually extremely boring and upsetting.
Yeah, there's nothing to do here.
Yeah, well, I think the other thing is that, like, you know, when you and I go to the mall, like, that lady at the candy kiosk, at least, you know, absolutely always, not only does she always try to get us to buy candy, but at every pass, we'll say no to her 100 times in one trip.
Yeah.
And she'll keep trying.
But also, you're out doing something with someone and having some interaction.
When I'm alone, she does not approach me.
Really?
Yeah, she did not even...
That's weird.
Didn't come up to me at all.
That's weird.
Yeah, right? And I assume that's because when I'm alone in public, my face is a death mask.
Right.
Right?
You're just kind of in okay mode.
Yeah, exactly.
There are people who wanted to fight you in high school.
Based on my facial expression.
Yeah.
Because of this... And some of them are now very good friends of mine.
Yeah.
But,
weird.
Yeah, I just projected an aura of, like, leave me the fuck alone. I hate you.
That's fairly odd.
Weird.
But I can see that
it's like a weird defense mechanism. It's like a Philly thing, I think, even, because you got the permanent scowl on your face. I don't know.
You're just not
But, it wasn't fun at all. So it's so important to have, like, another human being.
Yeah. We're social animals,
don't yeah.
we?
It's crazy.
It's nuts. It's absolutely Some people crazy. Fill that with online games, which is a rough decision.
That is
I think
true.
That makes you worse overall, though.
You might.
People actually got super, super angry today because Nintendo, they have this upcoming game, Splatoon, which I think looks awesome. It's a really bizarre take on a third-person shooter where instead of the game being centered just around killing each other, which you can shoot each other with your paint guns, the way you win is actually by covering more of the environment with your colored paint.
I think I've seen something for that before. It looks
yeah.
pretty cool.
It's really neat. It's a very weird take on a third-person shooter. And there's more to it than just
it's
that,
not,
but that's
yeah.
essentially the main mechanic.
It's not
right?
very shooty.
You can still shoot each other, like, because obviously if you kill somebody, then they're not spreading their paint around. So there's wow. still an incentive to it, but ultimately you're going to win by getting your
paint yeah.
everywhere, right? It's a team game, and
that's cool.
It looks really neat. It looks like a Nickelodeon cartoon on acid, which is fun, because there's just paint splatters everywhere. The kids you play as are actually, like, you can turn into a squid. And
Ooh.
Swim through the ink that you spray. So, like, by spraying up a wall or a ramp, you can go into a squid mode and go up.
All right, this is officially badass.
It's pretty fucking
neat.
It
looks really fun.
It's really, really neat. And there's all sorts of different guns. Like, you can get, like, shotgun-type paintball things. And you can get a giant paint roller that you can just roll over
I'm officially
other
on the Splatoon hype
train. Okay, so it looks awesome. It looks cool.
It
I think
looks
it generally
like
looks neat. There's all sorts of character customization. It's neat.
Everything
right?
you want.
It's fun. And people have been, like, pretty excited about it. It's a new IP from Nintendo, which is always cool.
Yeah.
It doesn't always happen that often. And today they released some details about it, and one of the things that they said was that they experimented with voice chat, and that they decided that the matches were too short and frantic for voice chat to really help at all.
Yeah.
It just was distracting. So they decided not to implement it. The matches are maybe, like, 5 minutes long, right? And they're pretty hectic.
Yeah.
So they decided, you know what, we're finding in the tests people aren't really strategizing. It's not helping. We're just not going to have it.
It's not Battlefield.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're basically coming out and saying, we tried it. We don't really think it adds to the game. We don't think you need it. We don't think you'll even use it. So we're not going to do it. Which I get. Like, I like that. I like the idea. We're not just adding features because they're standard. We're going to add the features that make sense for the game and will enhance the experience. And people are real upset about it.
Dude, you can still do this without the console. When me and our friend Ryan wanted to play Battlefield together and he didn't have, like, an Xbox headset, we just literally used the Skype app on our phones, actually,
right.
on speakerphone.
Right.
I once played
was probably even more fun because you didn't have to worry about having to mute other people.
Yeah, we didn't even have to hear them.
Yeah,
I once played Borderlands with Ryan and his microphone worked over Xbox Live, but both the microphones I tried didn't work. So we had to work out a crude system of communication inside the game of Borderlands,
okay.
which involved whenever, because I knew the game pretty well by this point,
right.
he was a new player.
Did you play with Danny?
Ryan.
Right.
Oh, no, I thought you knew it from playing with Danny.
No,
oh,
I played
okay.
my own.
Oh, okay.
And whenever I would need him to go somewhere, I would get in the car, then there's like a cannon on the car.
Yeah, right.
And I'd shoot the cannon in the direction that he's supposed to go
that's
in.
That's
hilarious.
Good. You know what? Honestly, like, Noah and I will play games together. Like, we tried to play this One Piece game together that he
uh-huh.
downloaded. And even though we're right next to each other, we still had to figure out ways like that.
Right.
Because when I'm like, where the fuck are you? And he's like, I don't know, I'm in the desert. And I'm like, well, I'm in the desert too. What part of the desert are you in? Part with sand. I don't know. Then it's like, okay, I'm gonna do my attack that shoots smoke into the air. And then you go towards the smoke that I make, okay? And,
yeah.
and we were right next to each other. So yeah, you know, I was bummed out about that. The other thing that they said was that the only, like, competitive mode is going to be that turf war mode where you have to spray
yeah.
the paint. And,
right.
and people are angry there's not a deathmatch mode. And it's like, if there was a deathmatch mode, I'm pretty sure that's what everybody would play. And then it would just be any other third-person shooter. So what's the point of it? Like,
Its uniqueness is gone.
Yeah.
People just want Call of Duty where you can turn into an octopus.
I mean, I think that's something that maybe Call of Duty should explore.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I might get on board with
it. It's probably the newest DLC.
My Xbox 360 game collection is literally nothing but third-person and first-person shooters with bizarre movement mechanics.
Yeah.
Because I love that.
Or, like, Fallout or whatever.
Or Fallout. Yeah.
Also another first third-person shooter.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's loosely... Yeah. It's like the worst first-person shooter if you take away the RPG
stuff.
I'm glad
we brought it down from the sexual chaos that's been most of this episode.
Yes.
Yep. We gotta go. See you guys later.
Oh,
bye.
Wow.